Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 15th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's not real warm. I don't know. It don't look like it's going to snow or anything, just a little Arctic air easing down this way, I suppose. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at right out the gate. Trump says Israelis should be immune from international criminal court. Immune, huh? We'll look into that as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Trump says Israelis should be immune from international criminal court, and others shouldn't. This is from Times of Israel, sent in by Jim for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. You see, when they created the fraud of this United States corporation, they ordained upon themselves the power to grant themselves immunities and from any kind of prosecution from any source of the people. In fact, they removed our courts to prosecute them in, and well, you know, they can do anything to us they want to, and they're just completely immune from any responsibility for their actions. So this is no surprise, and Israel's never been subject to any goddamn law that I'm aware of. The Trump administration again named Israelis, along with Americans, as deserving immunity from international criminal court prosecutions. Boy, I bet you would. I mean, all those Democrats that hate Republicans and Republicans that hate Democrats and conservatives and liberals and left and right and upside down and backwards. I'm sure you did. Deserving of just granted it. Well, the international courts never had no goddamn jurisdiction over any sovereign country, especially this one, to begin with, because we, the people, have never fucking given any consent to any international fucking court or any kind of international fucking court jurisdiction within our borders. To prosecute anybody for anything. It's all horse shit. It's all made up by the international elite so they can have this is how their dictatorship works. You see, the way a dictatorship works, with the king, he can prosecute any subject he wishes, but no one can prosecute the king. He's the king. In a statement Friday, President Donald Trump declared victory after the ICC rejected a request to investigate U.S. personnel for actions in Afghanistan. You mean the fucking atrocities we committed, that the United States Corporation committed over there in Afghanistan? Above, too big to jail, too big to fail, man. They set the precedence and they're going for it, buddy. I mean, this is what we're seeing more and more every day, is they're just telling us, you are fucking slaves. You are fucking goyim. You are fucking subject nobody nothings, and we are the ruling elite. There's just a few of us, but we have established some powerful enforcement units called Blackwater USA across this country, and we aim to subjugate your ass. Now, only question is, are we going to let them do it? Since the creation of the ICC, the United States has consistently declined to join the court because of its broad, unaccountable prosecutorial powers. You talk about broad, unaccountable prosecutorial powers. Look at what this United States admiralty administrative jurisdiction is. You talk about unaccountability, immunity from prosecution in every instance for the fucking unelected official that is fucking handing down your sentence to you. Oh, really? And the prosecutor who is, or the cop that goes up on the stand, a cop can go up on the stand and, you know, one of their fucking corporate enforcers can go up on the stand and tell blatant lies, can be shown to be perjuring himself. And he has immunity from prosecution. This just goes to emphasize what we've told you all along, locally, nationally, and internationally, there is no law. That is what's wrong with this planet. That's what's wrong with this country. There's no law. There's a law. See, law has to be an absolute. It cannot be arbitrary, or else it's not a law. It's a dictatorship. It's at a socialist whim. And the higher you up on the social ladder, the more your whim counts as law. And then when you can change it at a whim, When you can commit blatant crimes and railroad. I mean, this is why the people came over here from Europe, to get away from this shit. And now here we are, right up to our necks in it again, another monarchy. Only this one's a corporate monarchy, and it's also an international empire run by a fucking foreign government called Jewland Israel. The threat it poses to American nationals. I can't believe they can come up one day and say shit, and then come up and say shit like this the next day. Since the creation of the ICC, that is the International Criminal Court, the United States has consistently declined to join the court because of its broad, unaccountable procedural powers. The threat it poses to American national sovereignty. No, there's no American national sovereignty. There is corporate. There's a corporate monarchy here. The sovereign is the goddamn king over there in Israel, because he's the one running the fucking show. And I mean, they've made that blatantly clear. If anybody that argues that's just a fucking, they're a part of it, or they're a fool. And other deficiencies that render it illegitimate. What is illegitimate is the fraudulent fuckers that are running this goddamn country. In direct violation of our 9th article, in direct violation of the people's authority, in fucking contempt for the people's authority that have the only authority in this country. Go back. I mean, I'd just love to say, you know, you have to sit and watch these talking heads on the stupid box. And they're sitting there. You just want to, you know, like when they be telling a tale like this one here. And you just like to, you know, ask them, because I've heard them say, you know, that there's people out there that don't think they're subject to the authority of the government. Well, we fucking ain't. We never were supposed to be. Where does your authority come from? I would like to ask them. Where's your legitimacy come from? You like to talk about legitimate. How are you legitimate? Where are our common law courts? What about the 9th article? What does that read? What does that mean? That's why the internet had to be taken over, because you have to control the debate. I mean, just like, you know, I always talk about, you know, the answer to the mandamus. This is ridiculous. How so? I mean, we're talking law here. Law is based in facts, point on point fucking facts. If you're going to dispute a fact, you dispute it. Or you demur, or you fucking accept the fact, and then you go on to the next fucking fact, and that's how law is supposed to work. By fact, not by just, I just feel this is goofy. I just don't like this. So it's silliness. It's silliness to talk about facts. It sounds like one of those arrogant pricks, man, from the time of the, well, there's shit. There's still the crown heads of Europe, but
Well, this is ridiculous to think that we're under subject of some kind of law of our subjects.
Oh, my goodness. Illegitimate, man. Boy, that's a hell of a statement for the most illegitimate fucking cabal to ever exist on this planet to put forth to another fucking illegitimate cabal. The White House said in a statement it attributed to Trump, any attempt to target America, comma, Israel, or allied personnel for prosecution will be met with a swift and vigorous response. Oh, I'm sure it will. You cut off the fucking money. You built these fucking apparatuses, and when they served your cause of building the international Zionist empire, then that's when you have them other people in office. You know, the ones that are made to push that agenda that way. When that agenda goes that so far one way that the people are ready to start hacking off heads, and then they figured out who the fucking Israelis are, who's running the goddamn show. Well, that's an illegitimate. Who created that son of a bitch? Whose money was used? Whose power and whose resources were used to create this son of a bitch? Oh, that would have been us and ours when it served the purpose of Israel fucking armed themselves with nuclear weapons outside of the international treaties that everybody else has to follow by. They were I don't know how many sanctions I don't know what it's up to now. How many sanctions have been made against Israel? Oh, just no, and nothing happens. But man, Iran now, the sanctions? Man, when we say sanction on anybody else but Israel, by God, we're talking like the Venezuelans. We'll starve you. I mean, I'd love to. Somebody was listening to bullshit this morning. They were talking about, put the sanctions on Venezuela for the Venezuelan people. Yeah, I know exactly what your fucking sanctions are. What happened in fucking Venezuela is the same thing that happened in Iran. They nationalized their fucking resources. Those the thieving fucking Jews and the thieving fucking oil companies couldn't steal 99 cents of every fucking dollar's worth of their fucking resources and throw them some fucking crumbs enough to fucking live as, well, slave fodder. Just like here in the United States, you read an article one day talking about we're setting records, exporting oil, getting oil out of the ground, and gas is $3 a fucking gallon here, man. Gas is $3 a fucking gallon. We got more gas. They're saying we have more oil on this on our continent here in our fucking United States than Saudi Arabia, any of them. It's the biggest one. And, over there, they pay like, 10, 12 cents a gallon. But, I mean, this is the bottom line. What they're trying to get through your fucking head here is no one exists but them. What they're trying to put, it is revealing. It is revealing. They're telling you that they're showing you what this international monarchy looks like. And they're showing you who was above you, and that they're not laws. Nothing ever came from a king or a fucking monarch or a goddamn dictator is a law. It's just that. It's a dictate. And with a monarch, it's a dictate. It's a dictate no rhyme, no reason, and a law to be a law has to be non-arbitrary. It has to be binding to all, or else it's just dictate. It's just telling you what you will do, not what I will do, not what we will do, what you will do. You see? It's the second time that the Trump administration has extended its vows to protect allies from the court. Explicitly to Israelis, you're going to want to protect America because you committed, you dirty corporate sons of bitches, you committed genocide on the people of Iraq. That we were taught as kids, we were about the Nuremberg trials and the terrible thing that were done to those 450,000, those 6 million, 750 million, whatever it was, all those Jews. The special people that count, that will count for that are made to count in, on into history. Forget about the 67 million killed in fucking Russia, the 200 million killed in fucking China. But we're ever going to remember is that they tear down the statues. It's what's left. As we're tearing down statues of our own history, we're building monuments to a fucking lie about 6 million Jews being killed in fucking Europe. Okay. So at the same time that they're, fucking, watching our history being torn down, you know, statues being torn down, trying to get us to forget that we ever had a culture, that we were ever a people, so that we'll just become a mishmash of this fucking third world trash that they're pumping in here. So we'll become peons, coolies, and peasants, you know, fucking servants, what do they call them, serfs upon the land. Their fucking land. And then, and when we meet one of them, avert your fucking eyes. And if they tell you to do something, even if you don't even, it doesn't matter if you know them or there's an offer of a contractual, job or anything. If a fucking someone of your superior to you in the society tells you to do something, well, you just do it, you see. Because you're nobody and they're everything. And it is such a fucking, it's crying ass shame is what it is, people. We outnumber them so fucking grossly, and we are way smarter than they are. The only thing that they've ever had for them is their a propensity for fucking no conscience. Zero frickin' conscience in preying upon the good in other people. They prey upon your good, and then they fucking, with no conscience, they use that good to fucking cut your goddamn throat with using your own knife. That's what a fucking Jew is. That's what a Jew has always been. That's what a Jew will always be. And there will be no peace upon this planet until those motherfuckers are just exterminated. Exterminated from the fucking planet. That what we're saying was the second time the Trump administration has extended its vow to protect allies from the court explicitly to Israelis, explicitly to the people he represents, to the country he represents. You know, I expect any day now to be informed that fucking Israel has annexed the United States and that it is now the United States of Israel. And that and that to speak against the United States of Israel is an act of treason punishable by death. I mean, how much clearer do they have to be about who fucking owned you? Last month, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, officials who prosecute Americans or Israelis would be denied entry into the United States. Well, God damn, man, can you do that? You mean there is somebody you can deny entry to into these United States as the fucking hordes from all over the world pour across the fucking borders? Oh, you mean somebody makes an accusation about the genocide being committed around the fucking world actually by this fucking United States of Israel? Oh, well, they'll be denied entry. Ooh. Worse yet, hey, we'll cut off the fucking money supply. Because that is how they've been running the world for God all my life and my grandfather. Clear back to the 1930s when they took the gold, when we could actually own something that nobody could touch, that actually belonged to us. It's the way it's been. Threatened with my fucking money. I mean, I got nothing against them people. It's just like Venezuela. Why did Venezuela become so interesting to us all of a sudden? Why are we sticking? Do you know why the fucking Venezuelans will not take the aid from the United States? Because they understand. It's like I talk about the Indians. By the third treaty, they understood that when the United States wrote something down on a piece of paper, they meant to do exactly the opposite. When they said, this is yours, they meant that's what they were going to take from you. They understood it. And now it's come to the point till the world understands that when the United States is standing there and threatening you not to take, if you do not take this aid, boy, we're going to send an army to force it on you. No, what you want is you want to get these aid organizations, these international fucking agencies into the Venezuela so you can get your fucking plants in there so that you can bring your goddamn foreign mercenaries in and cause a civil war so that you can get them fucking people communist or not, that understood that they were being fucking stolen from by the international corporate mafia. So you can get rid of those son of a bitches and get somebody in there to let you get right back to business with the fucking Jews taking 99 cents of every dollar's worth of the people's resources and throwing them some fucking bones and let's get on with fucking business until it's time to finish exterminating these goddamn people down to 500 million. It's plain and simple. They know you. We know you. Everybody knows what you're doing. And the thing is, they keep coming out here And well, now that, I guess, you know, they've been talking about it for months. Everybody knows that we're running the United States. Let's just see if we could push it a little further. Hell, you know what? They found out we were running the United States, that we are actually proposing taxes to tax the people of the United States directly from Israel. They ain't done a goddamn thing. They're sitting there fucking watching us do it. Shit, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm telling you, we can get away with it. And I'm telling you, people that I'm talking to, if they came out today and announced it, what do you really think would happen? If they, you know, we, the two countries are joined, we've had an adjoinment because of our religious connections and our cultural connections, and because they're the only democracy in the Middle East, and we must stand with Israel. Israel's always been our brothers and sisters. We're changing the charter again. We're going to change the charter again, just like we did back in 1869. With zero fucking authority, and fuck you, the people, you ain't really had nothing to say for it for fucking hundred years, I mean more than 100 years. You ain't had nothing to say about it because, well, here, you want to look at the paperwork, you want to see what is legal. Legally, it says here, we are your fucking masters and you are our fucking slaves. You are our subjects. And we're going to stick to the letter of the law when it comes to being legal, even if it is unlawful. According to the fucking founding papers of this fucking country. If it is unlawful, which illegal is, you know, the legal ease. I just love that term, legal ease. The fucking slimy attorney. Every attorney dies. When you people do this, you leave one fucking person who worked as an attorney. They know exactly what they're doing. And you leave one of them alive and you failed us all. You failed everybody who fought. You let one of them fucking maggots live. And you fucking failed us all. It should be just automatic. I'm an attorney. That should be, you're under arrest. We got a trial for you, son of a bitch, because we're going to talk about the very term attorney and whether an attorney can exist, whether an attorney can have any authority over an American national, because the same son of a bitches that sit on these courts, on these star chamber courts, they're all attorneys. You have to be an attorney first before you can be an unelected official with total and complete power over our people. Don't you know? Whether to act. The ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, is known to be considering whether to act on request by the Palestinian Authority to investigate Israeli officials' war crimes. What? Now you goddamn tell me that when 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians, if you believed the false flag, which was nobody believes the fucking false flag, but 15 fucking Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians crashed fucking planes into the goddamn World Trade Center. If you believe that. And then we went and we attacked Iraq. We attacked Iraq because what? Oh, yeah, they had yellow cake uranium. They were building a nuclear arsenal that was going to be dangerous to Israel. They were a danger to Israel. So we had to attack those people. We had to take one of the, you know, it was one of the, it was, you know, the most modern state in the goddamn Middle East, Iraq was. I mean, they had radio stations. They lived, I mean, they had a first world fucking life there. In many places. And we bombed their asses back into the third fucking world. Because why? Because they fucking, there ain't nobody gonna, that land is designated, that belongs to the fucking Israelis. Just like the Golan Heights. You know, they call it an occupation, whatever they want. They'll lend lip service to whatever they, what need to. But when the time comes, just like now. And, you know, it was, I think a few years ago we talked about them, the fact that they had started drilling fucking the Israelis. Had started selling the oil beneath the Golan Heights. And on the, you know, and it'd be the Gaza Strip next pretty soon. You know, the thing is, do you think it's just an empire they're trying to build in the fucking Middle East? This Zionist shit is fucking for the world, okay? This is for a one world domination, one motherfucker at the top. They'll call it corporation, but damn, we've done defined that as a corporation is an individual. Really? Are you that retarded? Request Palestinian Authority investigate Israeli war crimes. You talk about war crimes. Okay, you go into fucking Iraq. There was no yellow-caked uranium. It's discovered as you're fucking doing the invasion, as you're invading another country on a fucking lie that is discovered. The lie is discovered. Do you stop? Do you stop the fucking invasion and all apologies and fucking prosecute the son of a bitches that perpetrated the lie? I mean, you've already caused the deaths of a lot. I mean, how about shock and awe? The truckloads of little children, all the killing you done did for fucking absolutely no justification. In fact, it was a criminal act. A criminal act. Do you fucking, what does the America, you know, the United States, the bastion of freedom, the just, the honest, the fucking truth people, do you back off? Do you apologize? Do you stop the war? No. You just come on and go, we're going to bring them democracy. We're freeing those people. Oh, so my God, people. And then you commit genocide. Not that genocide hadn't already been committed on him by Bush 1, because he starved 250,000 fucking Iraqi children. And when Madeleine Halfbright was asked about, it was collateral damage. Don't forget the love of the children. That they love your children as much as they love those Iraqi children. Because they think you the same way they do those Iraqis. But yeah, that was just collateral damage, and it's something that just had to be. 250,000 children starved to death. Just like they're starving the people in Yemen right now. These are fucking diabolical monsters. And if there's no international courts, well, I guess there's only one way these son of a bitches are going to be stopped by the world. And I'm talking to the world. Goddamn, a handful are causing this goddamn misery to all of us across the world. They would have us kill each other like they had our people go over to Iraq. Dumb young son of a bitches that didn't know up from down rose their hand proudly, God, with their heart and their almost tears in their eyes. I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Let's go kill those fucking Iraqis because of the World Trade Center. What? 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 No, yellow cake uranium. That was it. Oh, not the false flag. The other false flag. The other lie. Do you see what I'm saying? And then they fucking, I mean, it was a war crime what they did to the people in fucking Iraq. By definition of the English language. And the war criminals came back over here to fucking Jew Haven, the United States of Israel, and we protect them from fucking the justice that they are owed. That is owed to the fucking Iraqi people. How come Iraq can't fucking, the Iraqis cannot fucking extradite George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., fucking Donald Rumsfeld, fucking Dick Cheney, every son of a bitch that was involved in that fucking lie? I mean, it was Colin Powell that came up with the fucking yellow cake uranium, wasn't it? Why can't all these people be extradited in the interest of justice, because we are the country of justice, to those countries to be put on trial? Well, we have international courts. Well, we're not applicable to international courts. I mean, they're getting ready to... And how is it that somebody like, you know, Julian Assange, I think he's a fucking plan. I think he's a part of the fucking act, and maybe an intricate, more intricate part of the act than people think, because what they're showing us with Julian Assange is they don't need no fucking international court. They paid off fucking, I can't remember which country was holding him there, was letting him stay in that embassy. They paid him off, and he's going to be brought to the United States to face United States fucking justice. Oh, it just works one way, huh? In this, God, what a lie this country is. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour of the break. We'll be right back. Let's go hang out in a mall. All mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch. And we'll haul ass down through the abbey. Is it money, is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money, is it fame? Or were they always this lame? It's a crazy.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and of course, that was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on the Bayou. Don't let the man get you like he done to me. And the last sentence of the, you know, the last little bit of this here, the last paragraph here, the ICC known to be considering rather to act on a request by the Palestinian Authority to investigate Israeli officials for war crimes. Like the United States, Israel is not a member of the court, and thus its citizens are susceptible are susceptible to the court action only if they are countries that belong to the ICC. So they're completely unaccountable to any kind of law, international law, right? I mean, we can agree on that. That's what that statement means. And as they have removed the common law, which was the only check on the government power, and it belonged to the people, and it was the authority of the people, and they have declared that common law courts, there is no common law jurisdiction, there is their administrative admiralty that they control, that they appoint the judges to, Star Chamber courts. They are also unaccountable on a national basis and on a state basis, because the states are subcontracted under the main corporation. So on an international scene, the only way that you can go against these motherfuckers is war. And that being said, the only way you can go against these son of a bitches nationally or even by the state is by war. There are no courts. There is no law. That's what we've been trying to tell you all along. The only law that exists for we the people is our Bill of Rights. That was ratified by us for us before it was ever added to that fucking fraudulent, goddamn dirty constitution written by those Masonic dirty church motherfuckers, okay? Do you think there's a way out of this without war? You think you're going to vote your way out of this? You're fucking a fool. A fool. You think you can touch these people's power without... Their power is force. You understand? Force. Pure force. There's no fucking lawfulness to it. And the only way to meet force, well, I'm sorry, is with force. So you can either submit and be subverted and subjugated by this fucking corporation, or you can fucking fight them. That's your choice. You can either be a freeman under the Bill of Rights, or you can be a subject under their 14th Amendment. It's your choice.
Texas. I still hear patriots talking about voting.
They're not patriots, then, are they? I mean, I don't understand people. And, you know, I know that the majority of the people in this country are not a part of the voting scene, man. I mean, there's people that have gotten registered. I mean, you think about the registration rolls. They claim a quarter of the population. But how many people were registered without even their knowledge when they went to go get a license, the driver's license, like here in Oregon and other states? And these people, you're being fucked by about fucking, I don't know, 12 to 24% of the population. The rest of us are being shit on, walked on, tread upon. And just, well, because we're allowing it. That's the only, I mean, there's no excuse for this. We outman them. We outgun them. And we sit here and we watch them dump poison on us. We listen daily to their goddamn outrages committed against our people, murdering. We understand that their Blackwater USA is just that, just like it was over, you know, no accountability. I mean, international court, what happened at Abu Ghraib happened. I remember when the torture report came out and disappeared. What torture report? There was a torture report? Oh, yeah, way back in the days, it was on a cave wall or something. Remember, John used to, we joke about that. But that was war crimes, people. What happened in goddamn Iraq was war crimes. What's happening in Yemen right now is war crimes. What was done in Syria is war crimes. What was done in Libya is war crimes. What's been, these son of a bitches. But is it a crime if there's no law? I mean, you have to have law before you can have a crime. And what they're telling you, what they're telling the world at this point is the United States of Israel is the fucking, their imperial power, just like Rome. The law is what we say it is when we say it is. Justice is measured. It's a commodity that's bought and sold behind closed doors with brown envelopes. Texas gun dealer sues feds after being forced to destroy 73,000 bump stocks. This is from Station Gossip, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration recently enacted unilaterally via executive fiat. They'll tell you this right on, I mean, they'll tell you this right to your face. By executive fiat, that's dictate. That comes from a monarch. A monarch gives executive fiat. He gives an order, and it's just law. because he says so. Why? Because he has the goddamn Blackwater USA fucking enforcers to enforce it. It's just pure fucking force. And only way you defeat force is with force. Make sure you understand that. Because this is getting closer every day. I mean, they're coming right out, and they're right in your face, telling you you're nothing. And without congressional legislation, not to the Congress. See, they like the way they play this back and forth, just like they did with the fucking DACA shit. We told you about that back then. I tell you what, the Congress doesn't have no goddamn power to touch that fucking Bill of Rights either. No more than the executive it does. They commit high treason if they did. Well, it'd be in our Congress, though. I mean, like I said, this is so hard to talk about. These are goddamn corporate boards. They're not goddamn legislative bodies. They are fucking corporate boards doing the bidding of the internationals. Make sure you understand that. Forget about the fucking common goddamn subject, peasant, peon, coolie in this country. They do the purely do the bidding of the corporate masters that are international, okay? A full-out ban on so-called bump stock devices that can be affixed to modern sporting rifles. Today marks the first day President Donald Trump's bump stock ban goes into effect, and man, and this is to him cheering him. Well, I'm your Second Amendment safe. We got it here. Fuck, we don't got to do, like, we don't got to play games here. Your bump stock, your Second Amendment right is safe. You goddamn right it is. It's just your second article that is being fucking removed from you through fiat, via fiat, executive fiat. That is executive dictate, period, without authority, in violation of, well, the whole goddamn apparatus is in violation of the ninth article. This was never supposed to happen. We were never supposed to let this happen. God, it's just... You know, I seen a comment on the trenches. Somebody said they were talking. I can't remember which person it was. Said they were talking to somebody, or they called in somebody, some asshole's show, or wrote a comment on them, or some kind of shit like that about the Bill of Rights. That's laughable. I mean, just like, you know, when we presented the Bill of Rights to the man, that Bill of Rights, that stuff there. Oh, that's laughable. No, that's the fucking law. That is ratified fucking, it is, people. It's ratified fucking law that they are fucking, I mean, they have bought the rope. We're just too goddamn afraid to stand up and defend. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with our people. Back in 1775, they had the nuts to do it. And boy, did they, I mean, they had way worse conditions to fight in than we do. And they didn't have the numbers we have. But then again, you know, things were passed out in pamphlets and stuff. And there was things, I mean, goddamn, the pamphleteers, they were, you know, just as apt to get the rope for committing treason against Great Britain as the fucking, the dirty goddamn colonial kingsmen who finally joined in 1776 when they couldn't stop it and they saw the opportunity for them to be kings in their own rights. We can all have our own little kingdoms. We'll call them states, you see. And the people, when they went to their conventions, they had already named your subject. And then the people said, woohoo. I guess you don't realize why we just shot the fuck out of those British up there at Lexington and Concord. We're not going to be your goddamn subjects. And they meant it. And the people were, at least back then, they say it was only 3% of the population. You're going to tell me 3% of the population does not understand exactly what's going on here today? They have created over 240 years, they have created, I mean, just incrementalism here, and incrementalism, big fucking steps like the 14th Amendment, big fucking steps like creating Washington, D.C. and bringing the admiralty jurisdiction onto our land. And then incremental steps, little small steps over here. We're getting a lot of recognition. They're looking at us at the federal level. Go down to state level and start doing it. And then once we get all of these, I mean, they're Australian and us right now. With these fucking unlawful, treacherous, treasonous, fucking so-called gun control laws, corporate policy being put forth as public law that is in direct violation of the fucking law. But they're doing it piecemeal. You know, that Agenda 21, there's certain criteria that's got to be met in each little state, man. You know what they'll do, you see, because this, you know, we had an article that they used the same legislation written. I mean, just pass it from state to state. It ain't the state legislators getting together and the people there saying, we want this and we want that. And they're writing legislation. No, it's just the same. It's just one corporate fucking, what the hell they call it, on forum. Now, once they have passed this red flag law in every state in the union, well, then they can come on and go by reciprocity, man. That is the same as amending the Constitution under the fifth article, but it ain't, because no authority exists to even talk about it, let alone do it. At the state level, when they first suggested it, they should have been hung because they were in violation of the law.
Henry, Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm well.
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I saw that comment, too, you're talking about. I think that was Bill from Illinois, and he was commenting on Paul Craig Roberts that he had apparently written to him, and he said, yeah, whatever, the Bill of Rights, you're whatever. He dished it and dissed it. But anyway, I just wanted to say, regarding Paul Craig Roberts, I was listening to a YouTuber, Albert Bishai, and his deal was on Paul Craig Roberts was going to hang it up, you know, writing articles, this and that. And he was on this. Paul Craig Roberts was on. He's the guy that served under Reagan, you know,
right.
The economics department. Okay, yeah. Anyway, but point is I think it was RT that he was on, Paul Craig Roberts, and the lady said, so Paul, let's see, Paul says that the truth is not profitable anymore. I mean, what does that tell you? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, don't we all know that when you're, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, I don't know. But anyway, it's just,
It kind of puts home the notion that not just this country, but the world is being run by the god Mammon. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody wants to argue that, you can't argue that. I mean, you
right.
tell me that your goddamn money trumps our laws, really? It did the king's, yeah. Did the king's power and his authority and all his riches, did they trump our true founders? Did they trump their fucking rights? I'll tell you what trumps is the goddamn bullet. It is the gun and the fucking lead coming out of it. That's what will trump
yeah.
the god. That's the only thing that will trump Mammon. That is the only thing that can defeat Mammon. It is a people that will deprive themselves of the mm-hmm. of the comforts of life in order to secure liberty for you might not live through it, you might not get to see that liberty, but it's just the fact that you're not going to be left a slave population. Your children and grandchildren are not going to be slaves. And you have
totally
to determine
agree.
You have to determine yourself
yeah.
to it. And see, they're playing these games like what we're watching here, you know, with all this bullshit. I mean, this total bullshit. And these mainstream, and the mainstream is Fox. I like the Fox, the alternative to the mainstream. My God, people, really? I mean, look what they're
yeah,
fucking
but,
selling you. Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry. Okay, no, that's okay. Another thing was, I've got a bad echo. Anyway, another thing was, what was it? I guess, yeah, at the trenches, I think it was Captain Obvious posted, or Laura posted it. Anyway, as a video, Paul Craig Roberts was discussing the Assange arrest. And anyway, I listened, you know, I kind of skipped through it, getting to the guy's point. And he did say, I will give him credit, he said, the only way out of this is a revolution. But I don't think the American people are going to, they're not going to do it, which I didn't like that either.
Well, of course, Paul Craig Roberts is going to say that. He's a part of the elitists that are going to get a fucking rope. You know, I mean, they're going to write up. I mean, do you think that, I mean, that, what did they say about our ancestors who stood up to these bastards? Oh, they're a ragtag bunch of rabble. They can never touch it. This is the greatest empire to ever exist on this country. And they got their asses shot out of here. Because people will only take, I mean, at some point in the ballgame, where they really, made headway is, you know, the family. That's why one of the most important things in the Communist Manifesto is break up the family. Because we had huge families here. and family's family, you know, that's my 10th cousin over there. I don't give a shit about you, you know, kind of deal. And, that's why, you know, get everybody to just that individual, cut your own brother's throat, do whatever you got to do. Just make sure you get your comfort zone that you can stay in a few hours a day, and that's your fucking life. And I got news for you people. They're not going to leave you that comfort zone. They're coming for every fucking thing. They want to put you in the ground. They want to put you in a ditch. There are too many of you to control. That's why we got the soft kill going on with the vaccinations and the goddamn spraying from the air and the poisoning of the foods through the GMOs. They are trying to kill you as quick as they can because they know that they are losing control. They know that the truth is out there. And hey, man, when somebody figures out the truth, if they're a real person, they're ready to fight and die. And I assure you right now, there are enough, just talking to people that they hate it. They fucking hate it. But they don't understand it. And that's what, this is the card they're playing, is to try to confuse, keep everybody confused long enough for them to completely break this country and loot it. And then, and if they can get those guns, oh man, that is one of the big sticklers that they got going for him. They'll tell you, I mean, they come on with the technology. Technology's everything. Technology's gonna, you can't fight technology. Then why in the fuck do they have soldiers? Come on, get real. The man with the gun will always be the one that fucking decides the issue in the end. And they know it. And yeah, our people are going to fight. And even in among our own ranks is the problem here. You got the people who, you know, that mutual liberty interest. Well, what the fuck does that mean? The only mutual liberty interest we have is that Bill of Rights that is being fucking violated, the law. But no, there are different liberty interests. You know, like the fellow who fucking went along with this shit and piled up a bunch of money and a bunch of wealth. These people do not want this war to happen. And they're going to come and they're going to tell him, no, it can't happen. It just can't happen. Can't do it. No, can do. No, nobody's ever going to do that. It's never going to happen because they know it's going to happen. And they're trying to stop it with every fucking ounce of their being. Because they know once it with the kind of war that they have fucking pushed us into, there's no fucking guarantees for nothing for anybody. I don't care what you piled up, kissing ass and being a part of it, being a Mason, doing whatever you did, or kissing a Mason's ass, or you know, letting him have your wife, or whatever the fuck you did to gain what you got. There's no guarantees on it. I promise you. And they know that if this shit breaks loose, that they are PETA and we are MUI. They know we outnumber them so grossly, it's pathetic. It's like I said, you know, they want to keep the people. The people are pissed. They're pissed. They just don't know why. They'll come on and they'll talk about, you know, side issues, and they'll make. That's why I brought this actually up, is this argument about, you know, the 200. They're going to file a lawsuit here. Let me get to it here. Let me see. Bump stocks under current ban. Blah blah blah. Tobacco. Last Friday, U.S. Supreme Court denied a last-minute request from gun rights groups to halt the bump stock ban from going into effect. The groups argued that when the Justice Department unilaterally reinterpreted existing statutory law to categorize bump stocks devices as machine guns, it violated the Administrative Procedures Act. Now, is that why they cannot fucking touch the bump stocks? Or could it be something else? Something real old. Something that is fucking law that goes beyond. There cannot be an Administrative Procedures Act. There cannot be an administrative law in this country. Because administrative is the government. And the government does not fucking have the authority over the people to enact any kind of administrative fucking dictate and then back it with, and then have courts of administrative, authority to fucking, trump the authority of an American national under the Bill of Rights. And they fucking know it. That's why that Bill of Rights, I mean, even the most ardent patriots, man, they'll say it every once in a while to try to keep the badasses, the people who will shoot in their camp. They say, yeah, it's going to be about the bill. Don't worry, we're about the Bill of Rights. And then they'll go on to those other mutual liberty interests. You know, well, you know, this, we got to make sure there's industrial. See, that's what the corky in them, you know. And we got to make sure there's an industrial thing. There ain't going to be nothing left corky. We'll burn the fucker to the ground and start over. You don't get to keep it. You don't get to keep your, but you know, see, that's their interest. And telling you that it's in your interest to make sure that there's some kind of structure here left. No, all we need is that fucking nuclear arsenal. And we can rebuild it all. The resources are still here. Our people are still here. We get everybody the fuck out of here who don't belong here. We have control of our nuclear arsenals. We don't need you to put together, you know, and in this infrastructure that they say we're going to need after we fight this fucking war that is going to destroy this whole goddamn country if it breaks loose. And they have no intent of fighting it. Make no mistake. But we got to protect these certain industries and stuff because we're going to need them as a, to build our civilization back up on. No, that, those are the pricks that fucking sold us out. They're all going to hang and fuck their corporations. The goddamn, what it comes down to is food, water, and shelter. And we can do that. We can do that as a people without them. We can exterminate their goddamn fucking greedy mammon worshiping asses from this fucking planet. And we can still survive. In fact, as long as we have that nuclear arsenal, you come at us, we fucking nuke. Once they figure out we ain't playing around, they will stay away from us. Like they used to stay away from us before these fucking dirty church, the Masonic dirty church cabal reduced the fucking law in this country to the point to fucking communists could openly walk in till they can hold conventions up in Chicago. Communist fucking conventions. After 50,000 of our people died in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, to stop the spread of international communism. That's why your children are being killed. Really? You meant that one, didn't you? Well, let's fucking hear it. And like Vietnam, after World War II, when you find out the truth about World War II, that you've actually built the fucking monster that now you've got to go and send your troops overseas to stop the spread of this disease that you fucking created, when really, in reality, all you were doing was fulfilling contracts and taking money that people, that the wealth of the people that they should be enjoying their lives with and using it to kill other people to take their fucking resources. The lie cannot hold. It will not hold. It will come apart at the center, and this shit will break loose, and Paul Craig Roberts will be indicted by the fucking people, by an individual like myself, and he will face a fucking jury of American nationals within the authority and the jurisdiction of the common law, and he will be found guilty of treason against the people, of sedition against the people, and against the individual that charges him. Because the individual will show how the treachery affected, that took his rights away. And he, that individual will ask that, that Dr. Paul Roberts be hung in the town fucking square. And that when that jury says guilty and the sentence is to be that he is to be hung in that town square, goodbye Paul Roberts. And you fucking know it, Paul Roberts. That's why you're out there telling everybody it'll never, don't worry, it ain't never going to happen. The people just won't do it. You want to bet? Do you want to fucking bet? Don't listen to the enemy's fucking propaganda, no matter where it's coming from. Just know what they've done to you and know you're goddamn steeled against it. I mean, the people I've talked to, I mean, they don't understand it. But when they say, they ain't come for my fucking gun, I will fucking shoot them dead. They're not going to enslave me. Is what one thing they know is there's an attempt to being made here to enslave them and to take what is theirs away from them. That's, they don't understand just how. That's why this fucking site has to be squeezed down. Cut off anywhere it can, because we're fucking telling them how. We're telling them why. And once you understand why and how they're doing it, goddamn, the urge to fucking to meet their force with force and destroy them and reinstate a true fucking republic under the people's authority, under the people's charter, never to be touched again, even the mention of it to get you the goddamn rope. That's bound to scare him. I mean, he's got a lot of cool things, man. He owns nice cars. He owns probably dozens of houses. He owns a boat. He owns all this properties and stuff that he's going to sell to Chinese investors. He's got shit going, man. These are not the people you need to be listening to. Just listen to yourself. If nothing else, are they coming for your shit? Are you working your ass off from dusk till dawn, 7 days a week, just for a roof over your head and food in your belly? Well, that's called goddamn slavery, people. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just when you find the person that's just, goddamn them, said, just explain to them best you can. That's all we can do at this point in the ballgame. But there's nothing going to stop this from happening. There's too many guns. There's too many fucking people. It's too much for them. I got to believe at this point they're thinking about a biological, just a complete, just kill the planet and just protect themselves from it, because this has gotten so completely out of control. And people are, and it ain't just the people in this country that they got to sell this horse shit to. Because the people around the world, the people have allowed themselves to be disarmed. Look at how the goddamn the New Zealanders, they're up against the wall right now. They're telling them, hand us over your only protection from us. You think we're going to do that? We see what you are, you son of a bitch. We've seen what you've done. We've seen the lies you've told. We've seen your genocide. And we're going to hand over our only protection from that? Fucking right. Anyways, that is the word from the trenches.